Over 90 lives have been tragically lost as a ferry capsized off the northern coast of Mozambique, according to local authorities. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. In Nampula province, officials have reported only 12 survivors from the estimated 130 individuals aboard the vessel. The harrowing incident unfolded amidst a wave of panic spurred by misinformation regarding an ongoing cholera outbreak, as revealed by Nampula's Secretary of State, Jamie Netto. Heartbreakingly, among the casualties were numerous children. Search and rescue operations persist in the hopes of finding any remaining survivors. Initially, authorities attributed the disaster to overcrowding, but subsequent investigations indicate the vessel foundered due to taking on water. Menka Made, a crew member who survived, recounted how water filled the boat. And the tragedy. Images captured shortly after the incident depict shoreline strewn with bodies. The ill-fated journey was from Lunga to Mozambique Island, located off the coast of Nampula, as reported. In a region predominantly populated by Muslims, some of the deceased have already been laid to rest in accordance with Islamic customs. The news of this maritime disaster has sent shockwaves throughout Mozambique, compounded by the staggering loss of life. While boat accidents are not uncommon in the area, rarely do they result in such significant casualties. Reports suggest that maritime transportation operates with minimal oversight, a fact lamented by local journalist Charles Manguero, who asserted that authorities share culpability for failing to adequately regulate sea traffic. This tragedy unfolds against the backdrop of a cholera outbreak that has afflicted Nampula province and other parts of southern Africa since early last year, with Mozambique grappling with thousands of confirmed cases and numerous fatalities. Furthermore, Mozambique's woes are compounded by an ongoing Islamist insurgency in Cabo Delgado province, which has led to thousands of deaths and the displacement of nearly a million people over the past 6 years. Mozambique Island, with its rich history as the former capital of Portuguese East Africa, stands as a UNESCO World Heritage Site, showcasing colonial architecture and serving as a testament to the region's storied past. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.